So it's done. We start off by designing the whole thing in 3D as a virtual model on the computer, and then the machine literally takes a 3D model, slices it up into thin slices, and prints, for want of a better word, it prints one slice on top of the next, on top of the next, until it's finished. So what you see there on that wood grain effect, that's the layers of materials that make it up. And that means, you know, anything you can conceive on the computer in 3D, you just hit the print button, these machines build it up layer by layer by layer. The spare powder you can then recycle and reuse. So it's a fairly good way of making things.
And obviously, the main kind of components of the guitar are not 3D printed, but do you see a time when you'll be able to 3D print other parts of the
absolutely.
Guitar?
Oh, absolutely. So, I mean, currently, like the metal hardware in this case is off the shelf, but the same technology, you can print metal parts. So stainless steel, aluminium. So if you look at the acoustic guitar, the silver logo at the top, the metal plate on the back, that's all 3D printed in metal. It's a different machine, but same technology. So you can do plastics or metals, and even woods now. There are some of the machines that are doing sort of MDF-type wood products.
And how do kind of experienced guitar players find them? Do they find it sort of strange to hold at first, but get used to them? What's the reaction?
That's right. I mean, the first reaction is amazement by how they look, by the aesthetics of them. And then they're actually pleasantly surprised by how they sound, which is always a good surprise to have, really. And the other nice thing is that we can, by changing the design, we can change the balance of them to suit the way they play and the way they want them to feel and weigh.
Do they have a distinctive sound? Would you be able to pick out a 3D printed guitar if you heard one on a record?
Honestly, no. No, I couldn't distinguish between this. I mean, I've got a bunch of regular guitars. I've got a Fender Stratocaster, a Telecaster. They sound different, but they sound different because of the electronics and the pickups rather than because of the fact that they've got a 3D printed body. On an acoustic guitar, yes, very much, you could tell the difference. And again, you've got to be careful because, I mean, in the 80s, they brought out the Ovation guitars, which are the round plastic bag. They sounded completely different to your standard acoustic. They sound fantastic, but if you compare the two, when they first came out, people said, oh, that's not the way a guitar is supposed to sound. But then they became popular and become a mainstream. And it's the same sort of thing with any acoustic guitar.
Has anyone taken these on tour yet then, or are you still in the very early stages? When's that going to happen?
I've sold about 6 of them so far.
How much are they?
$3,500 US, so I think that works out to about £2,000. In terms of famous people playing them, the only one I can think of is Steve Stevens, the guitarist for Billy Idol, and he used to play with Michael Jackson as well. And that was awesome. Seeing somebody who can really play a guitar like this is quite satisfying.